Well, good morning, everybody. We're very excited at Hope about our prospects for this year. We report 135 players next week. 39 of those are returning letter winners. Counting the punter and kicker, we returned 20 of our 24 starters. Key losses for us will be Brian Lynn at fullback and Mark Karam at safety. Four of our five starters return in the offensive line, including Joe Droppers, who was all-league last year as a sophomore. This is still a very young offensive line. We started three sophomores and a freshman last year. We return a very talented group of running backs in Sean Jackson, Flurry Jackson, and Brandon Zervis. Third-year starter Mike Atwell returns at quarterback after leading the league in passing and total offense last year. He'll be throwing to receivers Taylor Breinert, a junior, senior Vince Boddy, sophomore Matt Kroll, and sophomore David Brown. All MIAA tight end Connor Parcells returns for his senior year. Defensively, we're very excited to have two-time All-League linebacker Tim Klaus back for his senior year. He'll be joined at the linebacker at the other spot by Cody Lindemolder, who also is a quality player for us. The front will be anchored by returning starters Greg Bird, Steve Gerger, Nate Massa, and Dylan Korzetke. We return both corners, Kirby Crook and Adam Druger. And preseason All-American Santino DeCesar will lead the secondary from his safety position for us. Dean DeVries returns to punt after finishing the year as the nation's eighth best punter and being named All-MIAA as a freshman. Aaron Mick will handle the kickoff duties, while Evan Finch will handle the place kicking duties. Evan's already an early finalist for the Fred Mitchell Kicking Award, a national award that's given out every year. We feel that we had a very good year in recruiting, which will result in a good-sized squad again. Like I said, 135 players. We start practice on the 13th. We open on the road against North Park. It'll be a night game on September 7th. Then we return home for two games against Millikan University and Wisconsin Lutheran in our crossover game with the NAC. Our fourth non-league game will be played in Bloomington, Illinois, against Illinois Wesleyan, a perennial powerhouse. And then we open league play here against Adrian for homecoming in what we expect to be a key game in the league. We've had a very good offseason. We have great kids at Hope that are fun to coach. I started my 28th year at Hope last week and can honestly say that I've never been more excited to get started. It's a real privilege to coach at Hope and to compete in the MIAA.